Okay, welcome to Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Hey. Baruch Hashem, the last daf for this cycle that is online. Baruch Hashem, there will be another time that Kuf Ayin Vav will be online, but it is Shabbos tomorrow. And Baruch Hashem, it's been unbelievable, this longest, obviously the Grub points out that it's not the longest Mesechta in words, that's Mesechta's Brachas, and with that, if we would have Rashi on Baba Basra, it wouldn't stand in the unique category that it is, the longest Masechta in pages, 176, along with 176 Pesukim in Naso and 176 Pesukim in Tehillim Kuf Yates. But again, there's definitely Siyata Deshmaya involved in the fact that that's the number, and everybody should feel Baruch Hashem very good about Baba Basra, happy about the past, and looking forward towards the future. So that's how we always feel in Daf Yomi land, that we have, finishing Seder, not Seder, Meseches Nezikin. As we said, the Gemara Baba Kama calls all three Meseches. Even if you want to say Baba Basra is not the longest, because it's only the Rashbam, but if you put it together with the other Babas, so really it is the longest, longer than the others. Okay, either way, though, we have our work cut out for us today, and that is we are on the bottom of Kuf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. We are up to the word D'itmar, four lines, fourth to last skinny line. The Gemara just quoted a discussion of what is the halacha what was the case by the story? Abaye advised a certain father who was a arev for his son-in-law, for his son, for his daughter-in-law's ksuba, and Abaye advised him, why don't you get divorced and do the quote-unquote trick? So first the Gemara said, isn't that a harama? And it is inappropriate. So, no, he's a servant Mirabanan, he's his son, and maybe he was very poor, and the father wasn't giving him any money, so therefore, maybe it was appropriate. Then the Gemara says, but it's an Arev to Aksuba, and we're going to see, and we know, an Arev to Aksuba is not Mishtabed. Because when a person says that to somebody's getting married, he basically just wants them to get married. He doesn't really want to commit themselves. So, it's not Mishtabed. So the Gemara says, he was a Kabbalan. He was a Kabbalan, that was the case. So, a Kabbalan, as we mentioned, is a higher level form of Arev, and therefore that would work. So the Gemara says that works if a Kablan of Aksuba works, even if the Baal does not have any money at the time of the marriage. But if we say that if the Baal, like the Manda Amar, that if the Baal does not have any money at the time of the marriage, then it does not work, then what do you do here? So two answers the Gemara gave. Either he did have money, and he lost it. He wasn't always so poor. Or number two, maybe a father to a son is different. Abba lagabe brei shibudei mishave nafshe. A father to a son is different. Father to a son is different. The Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva, Rav Yosef Engel quotes the tshuva on our Gemara, Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph has a similar but not exact case. Not exactly the same case. Echad shenasa arev le'eshes aviv. A son is an arev for his father. Not a father for the son. A son was an arev for the father. The father got married. Obviously, it's Eshes Aviv. It's not his mother, right? But his father got his second marriage, and his father didn't have so much money, and the son was a successful businessman. So he wanted his father to get remarried, wanted to help him out. So he said, I'll be the arev for your wife's ksuba. Do we say there that it works? Do we say, bra lagabe abba is makarev nafshe, or only abba lagabe bra is Makariv Nafshe? Our Gemara says, literally, that if you take the Gemara, Abba Lagabe Brei, Shibudi B'Shabe Nafshe. Is that all relatives? Is that just the father's son? So, says the Shus Yaakov, L'chora Nire, Avshe Dinzel Lo Itmar Beferish, Mikomaka Mechlala Itmar. It's not Mefurish, but it seems to be Mechlala, seems to be implicit in a tshuva of the Mabit. Because the Mabit quotes, Nish'alti Al Almana Shenechneses Arvonus B'yad Ksubas B'na, a woman. So this is a third case, a mother for a son. A mother was an arev, areva, for a ksuba for her son. In dina kedina av alo, and he paskins bepshitus she'ein dina kedina av. Velo mishtabda, de dafka ha'av, only the father. So if it's only the father, then the mother's excluded, and then the son's excluded. What are his rayas? So says the Shvus Yaakov, on the surface I would think same thing here, but Achena ma'ayin heitev b'tshuva zudem abit yir lahedya, to kol ra'yosav einam brurim. The kolshekein she'enu mafrachim. He says they're not clear rayas, and they are for surely not convincing rayas. Number one is our Gemara. The Ma'abit says our Gemara says Abba Lagabe Bra. It must be only Abba Lagabe Bra. So that's number one. So the Gemara says the Shmos Yaakov says that's a raya. It's a raya in our Gemara. The our Gemara says Abba Lagabe Bra. Of course, it's not a raya. Our Gemara is talking about the story that it was the father and the son. That's not a raya. He says Ein zuraya klal amayen b'shas the hasam koyal ma'isa shahaya our Gemara ulavisha ma'isa shahaya bi avia have lohachik arashas abba lagabe bray v'hu adin mina krovim mishtai benavshe v'atu tana ki ruchla lech shavalezo. You have to say that every old. That's the case of our Gemara. That's where the Gemara says it. What's his other raya? I'll mention it because it's also we did in the ninth parak back in Mishemes where we had the Mishnah there. If you remember that a man says if my wife has a son I will give this. And if my wife has a daughter, I'll give this. Right, we spoke about what about a tumtum, what about androgynous? And there the Gemara says, what about mazaka l'ubar lokana? How can you give something to a fetus? You're not kona. What did the Gemara there say? The Gemara said, Hoel v'daito shel adam krova eitzel b'no. That's what the Gemara said. So it's mashma from there again. Dafka ha'av. Dafka av, dafka daito shal adam. So again, the Rosh Chodesh Yaakov says, but that's against his first raya. There it says adam, doesn't say abba. So you want to be some medayik in the Gemaras? So there it does should include mother. Gamzu talo ba'atzmo b'delotanya umasnisan davar b'hobesh shuragalav lomarkein. And then he quotes the first raya. So it's the second raya. He goes through every one of the rayas with about big quotes that thinks that they're not good rayas. And then at the end of the tshuva, he says bekach uvenkach ein raya misugis elu. But nearly there's another raya that he doesn't bring. And this is a foolproof. I agree with him, but I don't agree with any of his rayas. What's the foolproof raya? The Gemara that we had yesterday. What's the Gemara that we had yesterday? What was the source for Arev? From Yehuda. So why didn't the Gemara say, if it's true that all relatives are special, father, son, father, mother, son, the Gemara should have said, you can't bring a raya from Yehuda. Because that was special. Mishavi Nashe. The fact that the Gemara is not bothered and the Gemara thinks that Yehuda is a good raya, it must be that it's a special din in father to son. But son to father, like in that case, no special din, and therefore it could be a model to others. El Tzarech Lomer, Dedafka Kamarashas, Abba Lagabe Brei, Basha Einkin, Bra Lagabe, Abba. Abba, brother Gabe Abba, Ka'arvas da Acher Dami, Vizet, nearly Raya Brura, Vidok. He says, that's a Raya Brura. So that's a great intellectual honesty of the Shmos Yaakov. He thinks he's going in one direction, right? He has a whole tshuva about a whole column long, goes through every one of the Rayas, boom, 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 boom. I think they're all wrong, but there is one Raya, and I'll agree with his Shita. That's Shmos Yaakov and Simin, Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara says that's the story. The story is a father to a son is b'shabe nafshe. So even though we usually say there's no arvus when it comes to a marriage, here there is arvus. So the Gemara says d'itmar, as we learned, relating to the halachos of an arev for ksuba, d'itmar arev d'ksuba divrei kolam mishtabe. An arev, a regular kind of cosigner for ksuba, everybody agrees is not mishtabe. Again, like I said, because The Rashi says, as the Rashbam says, we'll get to Rashi soon, that was a slip, right? As the Rashbam says, that a person just wants his friend to get married. It's not that he's really committing himself. Kablon de Balchov divrei kol mishtabed. A kablon, a very strong cosigner in a regular Balchov case, everybody agrees that does work, mishtabed. Kablon de ksuba v'arev de Balchov pligi. If you have a very strong one by a ksuba and a normal one by a balchov, that's where the machlokas is. Mar savar, I isle nichsi lelove mishtabed. One holds that if the lov has nechasim, he's mishtabed. Because again, why? Why is it better if the lov has nechasim? Because he doesn't think he'll ever have to pay, and therefore he really commits himself to the situation. The lov has nechasim. He's not irresponsible. He'll probably pay for it. So mishtabed. Iles le lo mishtabed. If he doesn't have a chasim, he's not mishtabed. Umar savar, ben isle, ben lesle, mishtabed. The hilchos of what we paskin, arev, ben isle, ben lesle, mishtabed. A regular arev is mishtabed no matter what, except for bar me arev d'ksuba. Except for arev d'ksuba, which is the lower type of arev by ksuba, which requires a very high level of commitment. The avogab the isle lebal lo mishtavin. My time a while, the Gemara says it. Mitzvah hu da'avad v'lav midi chasra. He's doing a mitzvah. He's trying to get his friend married. And v'lav midi chasra. And she is not losing anything. She's not losing anything anyway, right? What, she's going to get the ksuba, but she didn't lend money. She's getting married, but she's not losing anything. She's losing her quote-unquote. She's off the market, but it's but she's getting married. So therefore, it is not a normal shibud, and therefore he doesn't commit as much, and he doesn't commit financially as much, and that is why it's not going to be good an arev of a ksuba. Mitzvah hu da'aved. What mitzvah is he doing? What mitzvah is this cosigner doing? He's convincing the husband and the wife to get married. So maybe put this on the list of the five Gemaras throughout Shas that point in one direction or another whether marriage is a mitzvah or not. Those famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether marriage is a mitzvah. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksubis says that marriage is not a mitzvah. Marriage is not a mitzvah. Puravu is a mitzvah. Marriage is not a mitzvah. And the brachos that we say under the chuppah are not berachas hamitzvah. The chassan does not have to make the mesader kedushin a shliach, make these brachos for me because it's my mitzvah. No, it's berachas shevach v'hudah. Shevach on the institution of marriage. And therefore no problem. The mesader kedushin, anybody can make it. Right? It's like the bracha of lahachniso. Anybody can make the bracha. So that is the sheet of the Rosh. The Rambam says clearly that no, marriage is a mitzvah. Kiddushin is a separate mitzvah than puravu, and that's why these brachas are a berachas mitzvah, and that's why they have to be said over lasiyasa before the chassid does the ma'isa kiddushin. That is the shita of the Rambam. Many other nafkaminas as well related. So this Gemara seems to be mitzvah da'avad. If he's not helping them do a mitzvah, would you call this a mitzvah? Obviously, mitzvah da'avad. He's helping them do a mitzvah.
Yeah, but in any case, even according to Rambam, it's a preparatory.
In any case, it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's in any case a hechsher mitzvah. After all, I mean, it's
just a sign that ksuba is not a mitzvah.
What about Kavod Shabbos? Is that a mitzvah? Right? The Gemara, the first beginning, the first Amud in the second paragraph of Kiddushin quotes mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, and the term mitzvah is used by Kavod Shabbos and by Kiddushin. So the Gemara there quotes Kiddushin compared to Kavod Shabbos. Is that a hechsher mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah itself? So you're right. Either way, the Arif is not doing the mitzvah. But calling it a mitzvah, extending, so I guess once you're extending it, you can say you extend it for Puravu also. Okay. I'm not saying it's a foolproof riot, but it definitely belongs on the list. The Gemara, tucked away, the end of Meseches Baba Basra. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Oh, just one other point I wanted to mention. I saw in the one of the Dafyomi sheets here, one of the Ma'oris Hadaf, so the poskim say, the Nesivis quotes, that let's say an Arev, we mentioned this 2 days ago, if an Arev wants to remove his Arvos, maybe he sees the guy as being irresponsible, he wants to get out of it, so he can't just go to the Love and saying, I'm removing my Arvos. Number one, he has to do it in Bezdin, but he has to basically do it to the Malva has to know about it too. The Malva has to know about it. So the question was brought up, there was a case that somebody was in Arev, and then he was trying to get in touch with the Malva before the loan actually took place. A few hours before the execution of the loan, he couldn't get in touch with him, so he just sent a fax to the guy's office. He said the fax to the guy's office, I am hereby no longer being a guarantor for this loan because I realize that this Love is an irresponsible guy, and I am removing myself. But the lender did not notice the fax until after the whole loan took place. So do you say that the fact that he sent a fax is good enough or not? However, the lender noticed the fax only after lending the money. So to prevent such errors and unpleasantness, the Bezdin advised lenders from then on to add a codicil to loan agreements stipulating that a cancellation of a guarantee is valid only if sent by registered mail, as customary regarding other contracts. Can't just send the fax. Oh, I send the fax. But you can't just do that. I left a message. I sent the text, right? Email. All the cases that I thought you had a BlackBerry. What could I do, right? So that's all of these, right? Interesting halacha lemaisa cases that come up. What's the? I don't know what the psak was in that case, but interesting case. Amar Rav Huna. 6 lines from the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom. New case. Shchiv Meira. Bringing back fond memories of the ninth parak. All the sugis of Shchimira. The definition of a Shchimira means somebody who is doesn't mean a goses. Goses means somebody who's about to die, right? In a certain amount of days. A shchemi rabbi means somebody's on their deathbed. Somebody knows it's the towards the end. The Beis Yosef says he can even be walking around. What if somebody, Rachman al-Islan, has a terminal illness and he knows he has a certain amount of time, Rachman al-Islan left? So that could also be a shchemira, says the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says in Simin Pei Aleph, Shekol chola mushkav al mitaso mikri shas visa, shari b'shchemira itmar haidina. V'kol shu chola mushkav al mitaso mikri shchemira. V'chenem hu mesukan, afal pisha holich al raglov. Akan l'shono. Right, it's an important, I don't know if we ever mentioned that. But that's a definition of a shchemira. So shchemira shehikdash kol nechasav, a shchemira that gave away all his property to hekdash. He was makdash all of his nechasim. V'yomar mono ploni v'yadi. And after he did that, he said, "By the way, this belongs to so and so." So is he allowed to do that? He already gave all of his property to hekdash. Is he allowed to do this? So the Gemara says, "Ne'emar, he's believed." Chazaka ein adam osa kunyun yal hekdash. People don't fool around with hekdash. That's why this Gemara is here. One of the reasons. We were just speaking about kununya in the Mishnah. So people don't fool around with hekdash, and therefore he is believed. The Rishonim ask that we had a Gemara earlier on Daf Kuf Memches. Tosas asked this, a Dibur Maskel Shchemira, that asked a Shaila if somebody is makdash the nechasim, could they retract? So doesn't this Gemara seem to assume that he cannot retract? Sounds like, the Gemara says, if you're about to show your nechasim, and then you say, mana leploni. So, do we believe you? This was always ploni. But now, what about hikdash nechasim? The Gemara asked before, can you be chozer bo? It sounds like here you can't be chozer bo. The other shayla is, can you say, oh, this was never mine to be makdish? Right? Can you be mechalik? Tosa says, it must be that our case is a case where he was back with all the nechasim while he was still a bari. And then, later on, when he became a shchemira, he's retracting. But if it was mamish when he was a shchemira, that was the Gemara earlier. That's what Tosa says. Menira l'ri demari b'shchemira shehikdash kishaya bari estachasav. That is Tosa's answer. The Ritva says maybe there is another answer. Maybe there's another answer. The Ritva says v'yesha tirtzu demehashamina deteku dela'el chumra dehediot v'yim amad eno chozer lohotim yad hektish. Maybe there it's a chumra that you can't be chozer bo on hektish. Here you're not being chozer bo on hektish, you're just re-evaluating what used to be yours. Maybe that's the difference. Before, whether you could be chozer bo or not. Third answer, then he says, maybe there's a difference. V'upirish mori haram, hakol metukan. Depirish degabe hektish kiva dekone ba'amira mechayim nosein u'mezake. V'yava bishim amad chozer, inu yachal lachzer bo kol shalo amad. If you were omeid after you were a shchemira, that's the Gemara earlier. Here you weren't omeid. Here you are an omeid. So you might say, if you weren't omeid, we know divrei shchemira, not divrei shchemira. Amirasa legavoa kimisiraso lahedyot. Saying something to give something to hektish is much quicker and easier than it's like you're giving something to a hedyot. So there's a difference between if you became a bari again, if you became healthy. That was the Gemara earlier. This Gemara here is you're still a Shchemira, and the Gemara, the question is, usually we know that if you gave it away when you're a Shchemira, you cannot get it back. Okay, so either way, so the Gemara says a Shchemira that gives all the chazak to Hektish, so he is believed, there's a chazaka, he doesn't do kanunya. Maskev l'Rav Nachman v'chi Adam osek kanunya al banav. Are you going to make a distinction between Hektish and his kids? Does a person play around with his kids' money? The Rav Shmuel Damri Travayu, Shchemira sha'amar mana l'ploni biyadi, a Shchemira that says, this mana belongs to so-and-so. Meaning he's taking it away from his kids. Amar, tnu, nosin. If he had said, give it to so-and-so, then you give it to so-and-so. Lo amar tnu e nosin. But if he didn't say the words tnu, then we don't take him so seriously. Why? Alba, adam asui shalola hasbiya esbana. Because we assume people just don't want other people thinking that their children are rich. They don't want to satiate their children. And therefore they'll say, oh, this doesn't belong to my kids, it belongs to so-and-so, even though they don't mean it. So that's why if a person doesn't actually say, tnu, give it to so-and-so, we think he's just making up a story. Right? So therefore you see, he'll say it doesn't belong to them, even though it does belong to them. So maybe the same thing by Hektish. Hachanami, adam asli shalola hasbiyas atzmo. He doesn't want people to think that he's so rich. He doesn't want creditors and people trying to get from his estate. So he'll say, oh, it belongs to Hektish. But maybe not. Maybe not. So therefore, is there a distinction between children and hektish? So the Gemara answers, Kika Amar Rav Huna. When did Rav Huna make his statement? His first statement. When Shimir has Makos all the Chasim, and he's believed to say that so it's the mana belongs to Ploni, that a person is not doesn't do Kenunya on Hektish. When is that Chasim to Nakit Shtara? That's only where the Malva has a Shtar, and that's why he says, I wasn't allowed to give that to Hektish because he has a Shtar. So Gemara says, "V'chlad Rav Shmuel to Lo Nakit Shtara." Rav and Shmuel told him a case where he doesn't have a shtar. Amar tznu no snin. He doesn't have a shtar, and you still give it if he said no snin? Milva alpeh avi. But then it's just a milva alpeh. For Rav and Shmuel, darmi travayu, milva alpeh, eno gova lomana yarshim, lomana lakuchos. A milva alpeh is not collectible from yarshim or from lakuchos. So why would it be collectible even if he didn't say? Even if he did say tznu, it shouldn't be collectible from yarshim. So Ella, Amar of Nachman. Okay, a different answer. Both Rav Huna's statement, where he says he is believed, and Rav and Shmuel's statement, where he's not believed. Right, that's the steerer that we're dealing with. He has a star. Dinakit shtara. And the difference is Velokashia Hadimikuyam Hadalomakuyam. Is it a Makuyam star or not? Meaning, is it already strong star before he says anything? Hamar tnu, so if he says tnu, like in Rav and Shmuel's case, kaimi l'shtare, right? So that itself is like a kiyum of the star. If he says tnu, he's saying it's a valid star, and therefore give it. Lo amar tnu, lo kaimi l'shtare. But if it's not a valid star, we're not, if he doesn't say tnu, there's no kiyum star, and that's why the yarshim do not have to pay it. Ask Tosfos in the Hektish case, what, if he holds a star makuyam, what's the chiddush then? Of course he's Naaman. There's a shtar mekuyam against him. What's the chiddush of saying, oh, it's really his. I wasn't allowed to give it to Hektish. He has a shtar mekuyam against his $100 of yours. So Tosfos says, no, the chiddush is that without his saying that it belongs to the guy, they would still have to take a shvua. Right? We know the Mishnah says in Ksubis, ha-boli par minach she-yisomim, ein-li par ela b'shvua. But once he says it's his, he can even get it without a shvua. That's what Tosfos says on the fifth line of Tosfos Ha. V'yesh lomar dekulo itzrich legvos bilo shvua. Dilo havi el ashtara havi boi shvua. As the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubis. Period. Good. One other ha'ara, and then we'll move on. I saw one of the achronim note that this Gemara is talking about regular rules and regulations of chazaka when it comes to hektish. Right? Kabir chazaka, eidah demasa lasbi hazbanav, chazaka this, chazaka that. And we're trying to be motzi from the muchzak of hektish. There is a shev shmaitza. It's just an important shev shmaitza to know the yisod that he says. And the one of the achronim says, I saw the minchas baruch, I think it was, says that this gemara doesn't fit in so perfectly with the ksos. So Ksos, the Shev Shmaitza says in Shmaitza Vav Perek Dalid, that whenever you talk about Hektish, he says this to answer a question, regular rules of Muchzakis might not apply. I'll read you the Ksos. V'alchei nir alani yazdaiti muchrach mizeh. D'nehi d'bimeyid lahotzi mamon. Meirishus hedyo. Lirishus gavawa. Havile mishum hotzas mamon. If I'm trying to be meyid, testify that something that belongs to a hedyot really belongs to Hektish, that's a real case of being motzi mamon miyana muchzak. Right, and therefore, you'd have to have regular rules. I'm a motzi mechaver alavaraya. V'eineid echanamon bo. Aval lahefech. Lahaid Mirishus Gavawa Larishus Hedyot, but to be made the opposite, to say something that belongs to Hektish is really Hedyot, Lo Ichpaslan behektish mishum Torah's Mamon Shebo. We don't look at it as a regular case of Muchzakis, El Mishum Torah's Isser Sheyeshbo. The real key by Hektish is the Isser element, not the Mamonist element. Lachain Amrinan Bey Eid Echa Neman Bisurin, Hicha Shebiyado. That's the Shev Shmaitza. Shmaitza Vav Perek Dalet. That when you're trying to be Motzi Mamon Miyad Hektish, Motzi Mamon to Hektish, that's regular Muchzakis. Motzi Mamon Miyad Hektish, that's not regular case of Muchzakis. Eid Echa would be believed. Doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. He's saying it belongs to Hektish, but this was really his. Why does the Gemara say Eid Echa is believed, according to the Shev Shmaitza? So he leaves it as a Sarachian. The Shmaitza will have to figure out how to get out of this Gemara. But he brings a fascinating Raya. Fascinating Raya, that Hektish, you focus on the Isser Shabo and not on the Mamon Shabo. Right? This relates to the Sugyas of Me'ila, and it relates to the Reb Chaim that we discussed many times, that is, Kedushas by the Kabayis and Kedushas Aguf, the different types of Hektish. But Tosfos in Maseches Me'ilah, the Gemara in Maseches Me'ilah, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara says, Sela shel hektish enough ala kishet mole mos, if a dollar of hektish, if a coin of hektish, coins are better, let's say a coin of hektish falls into a whole bag of money, somebody's money, somebody else's money, a hedyos money, and you take one out, so you're moel misafik, you violate me'ilah misafik. Because maybe this is, and you use the money. Ask Tosfos there in Daf Chaf Aleph, why don't you say Bittul Barov? Why don't you say Bittul Barov? Bittul Barov is the other guy's money. So the Shvaitzer asked Tosfos, Bittul Barov? If Reuven's coin falls into Shimon's coins, so it all becomes Shimon's money? It doesn't become Shimon's money. You don't say Bittul Barov if money is owed by, money's owned by one person and it goes by the other person. Bittul Barov is owned by Yisurim. By Yisurim you say Bittul Barov. You don't say Bittul Barov by people's money. You don't say that. Nisar v'lo kav chitim, ba'asar kavin shel chaveiro, yochal halav v'chadi. Right? If a little bit of my money, of my property, fell to your stuff, you get to keep all of it? No. Aval gabi ah. So what do you see from here? It must be because hektish is defined by the Isser Shabo. And that's Tosa Shaila. They should say Bittul Barov. V'aval gabi hektish, Isser mi'ilo hu tali b'mashem ol b'nechse gavala. V'yibkein hei shayach bittul. Kivet b'mamona lo bottul. So al karchach tzarich lomar de benichse gavoa la olam ein donin bo toras mamon rak toras iser. That's an important klal of the Shev Shmaitza. It doesn't fit in so well. It doesn't appear to fit in so well to our Gemara, which seems to treat hektish like a regular case of machzakis. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabba Shchimira she'amar mana laploni biyadi. If a Shchimira that says 100 a mana of ploni is in my hand. That's his lashon. The amru yisomim paranu, and then the yisomim later on say we paid it up. He said that, but we paid it up. Now, they're believed. Tenu mana laploni. But if he said a command, give a mana to ploni, meaning he goes beyond just I have a mana, but he told his kids to give it. The amru yisomim paranu, einem manim. Then they're not believed. Gemara says klapi laya. What? Just the opposite. If Chamistavich, it should be just the opposite. Omar Tznu Mana, if he says, give him Mana to Ploni, give him to Paska Avola Milsa, he's so clear about it, he gives them instructions what to do, Ikalamim at the Pare, then you can assume they did it. If he says, give it. But Mana Laploni Biyad, if he just says, I have a Mana, give him to Paska Avola Milsa, he doesn't say it outright. He doesn't say, give it, he doesn't go specific instructions, so then Ikalamim at the Pare. Then just say, they didn't pay up. So it should be just the opposite. So Eliyad Barachi Inmar. So you're right. It's we missed a detail. Shchimira sha'amar mana laploni biyadi. The amru yisomim chazar va'amar lanu abba parati. That's the case. A shchimira that says I have a mana ploni, and then the yosomim say that our father turned around and said that I paid him ne'emanim. Then he's believed. My time away. It's grey midkar because it must be that he said I have a mana. And he wasn't sure if he paid up yet or not. That's why he didn't give any specific instructions. And then he must have remembered he paid. So that's believable. But Tenu Mana Laploni, if he says, give him mana, meaning he's clear that he did not pay. Tenu Mana Laploni, V'yomer Yisomim Chazar V'yomer Abba Parati. And then they say, our father changed his mind. Manim, they're not believed there. Demitza Depare Lo V'yomer Tenu. If he would have paid, he wouldn't have said Tenu in the first place. Right, if he didn't remember at all, then fine, he might have remembered. But if he says tenu, it must be that he's clear that he did not pay yet, and therefore we don't believe him that he changed his mind. Ba'i Rava. Rava says, Shchimira shehode. A shchimira that admits. Shchimira that admits. Mits what? Rashbam. Shchimira shehode balchovo toin lomana liyotcha. Balchovo says, you owe me 100. Va'amar lohein, yes. He admits. Mahu, tsarach lomar atemedai, o ein tsarach lomar atemedai. If he was nitva when he was a shchimira, we know divrei shchimira are kechsuv nechum mesurin dami, right, which we'll mention again in a second, but if he admits to somebody else's claim, he didn't just say something by himself. If he admits to somebody else's claim, did he have to appoint witnesses or not? And tsarach lomar ksuv or ein tsarach lomar ksuv. Do we say, adem mishate b'shas misa, ein adem mishate b'shas misa? Do people fool around? And are they not serious b'shas misa or not? So, what's the question? We had a whole parak about this. The answer is maybe there's a difference between if he says something himself that we assume he's serious versus where he was claimed from. So, hader baser debaya, hader pashta, ein adem mishate b'shas misa, v'divrei shchimira kechsuv nechum mesurin damu. Right? We say no. People don't fool around b'shas misa, and therefore, what he says is accepted. What happens if he says it and then he gets up from his bed? Yeah, I owe you. So we say, people don't aren't mishata mishas misa. What if he then gets up from his bed? So the Beis Yosef says he can be chozerbo. Beis Yosef says he can be chozerbo. Beis Yosef says there in Simin Pei Aleph, he says, im hode bishas misa, I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef says he cannot be chozerbo. Im hode bishas misa, afilu kam al raglov, v'tavo chayiv l'shalim lo, to ha'id adem mishata bishas misa, v'davar pashadu. Right? Davar pashadu, he doesn't fool around. So if he gets up, it must be now he's fooling around. Right? Therefore, we don't trust him. Says the Shach, sorry, remember the question, the Gemara had a Shaila, does a person fool around B'Shas Misa? We're not sure, so we say he doesn't. But if we know for sure he was fooling around, so then he can. Hainu b'stahad kama bai b'shas hainu b'stama umisafka le l'shas via hamasik de'in adam b'shad b'shas misa. The Ksos learned all about Basra. Umistama lo hista avali amar mishata hayisi nafka mide sveka v'neman. Right, the whole shaila is only b'stama. Where does this come up? There are other cases we have mentioned in the past a while ago. If people say something b'shas misa and then they retract. Right, the Nodabi Yehuda has a tshuva. The Chasam Sofer discusses it. Chavas Yair is the first one. Chavas Yair is a tshuva. A woman is on her deathbed, and she's moda that she was mizana. I never told my husband, but this is what I did. I feel terrible. She's mizvada, and I don't want to see my maker without being mizvada. And all of a sudden, she gets better. Oh, what did I say? Did I say that? Oh, no. I didn't even know what I was talking about. I must have been in the next world already. I don't know what I was talking about. One case, the Chavas Yair. So what do you do in that case? Are the children mamzerim, the ones that were born afterwards, asura the ones that were born to the other man, asura labayla, right? Does the husband have to divorce her? Do we say ena under mishata b'shas misa? And do you say that you could retract? Right? Machlokas beis Yosef and the Shach. You think it's a little machlokas, but dini mamonis. Maybe you could apply it elsewhere. What happens? The Chasam Sofer's tshuva is a shochet on his deathbed. A shochet says a lot of my meats were trafed up. I didn't check my knife. I was just under pressure. I had to get the meat out before yontif. Right? So do you say, and then he says, oh, come on! You didn't trust me, of course! So again, what do you say? What about the people have meat in their freezer from this guy? Right? What do you say? Does he lose his samchus? So again, this is a very important halacha lemaisa principle. Okay. Let's continue. Okay? Here we go. Hardcore shibudim and arvas. Hamat last Mishnah in Maseches Bava Basra. Baruch Hashem.
If somebody lends the, and you think like it winds down, this is one of the most important mishnayos in all of the Masechta.
One of the, if you have how many, which mishnayos are discussed in the Masechtas, in the yeshivas, in the lumdes svarim, this mishnah is up there. If you put it in the top 10 in the Masechta. If you lend your friend money b'shtar, then the borrower. The lender is allowed to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim encumbered property that was sold in the interim to a lokeach. The Rashbam says, even if it was not recorded, right? Sugi at the beginning of Babitziya, Achrayas Ta'us Sofer. Even if it's not recorded, it is automatic. Al Yidei Eidim Govim Minachasim Minachorin. But if it's only in front of Eidim, it's not recorded, it's not a shtar, then there is no kol, and therefore you can only collect from property the Lobe still has. We cannot fault the Lakuchos. Hotzi lo ksav yad o shu chayiv lo govim minachasim minachorin. If I have a ksav yad, if I have an IOU from you, no witnesses, right? It's not a shtar, it's an IOU, I can collect from the Chasim Minachorin. We mentioned a couple days ago. What's the status of Ksav Yad? Machlokas Rif in the Bava Mor, the last page of the Rif in Meseches Bava Basra, does a Taina of Parati, Praticha, does that work against Ksav Yad? That's the Machlokas. Whether Ksav Yad, how much is it a Shtar or not? We know for sure, though, it cannot collect from Nechasim Mishubadim. Why? Because, say that the Lekuchos, there was no call. If you have an Arev, but an Arev appears after the signatures of the Edim, the Arev says, and I guarantee the loan, but it's after the Edim, you can only collect from the Nechasim Nechorin of the Arev. Because the Arev is not considered as if he's on the Shtar, and therefore you cannot collect from his Mishubadim.
Maisu Balfe Rabbi Yishmael, there was a story. V'yomer govim minichasam b'nei chorin. And he said he can only collect from the chasam b'nei chorin. Omer lo benanas eino govim lo minichasam mishubadim lo minichasam b'nei chorin. Benana says, what do you mean? This isn't an arev at all. He signed after the witnesses. So you can't collect anything from him. He wasn't being serious. Omer lo lama. Why? Omer lo benanas answers. Hare hachonik esechad bashuk. If somebody's getting strangled in the market, umaso chavero, v'yabalo hanach lo benai ani atein lecha. You see your friend getting beat up in the shuk. So you tell the guy, come on, get off of him. I'll pay you the money. Get off of him. He says, fine, and he leaves him alone. Are you dafka? You have to assume you're serious there? No, you just want the guy to stop beating him up. Patur, shlo al emunaso hilveyu. So if you sign after a loan is given, so you know what? It must be that the guy really at the end didn't want to do it. He said, come on, I'll sign it. Just give it to him. So he wasn't serious. Ela Eza hu arif shu chayev. Who is the arif that you're chayev? Says Bananas. Hilveyu v'aniyatein lecha. Lend him and I will give you the money if you start the whole process. Chayev in that case. Shekein al emunaso hilveyu. In that case, he is chayev. If the Ritva adds, if the case of the strangling, right, in the market, if he says, okay, the loan is transferred to you, you owe me the money, and I'm only letting him go because you are going to pay me the money, and the guy says, fine, if it's so elaborate, then the guy is going to be chayev even in that case. But this isn't a general case. We go, come on, leave him alone. Right, so in that case, it would be okay. Famous Rambam Shita, we discussed it a couple of weeks ago, but it's discussed on this Mishnah as well. The Rambam has a Shita that says you could create a new Shibud. You could create your own Shibud. What if I go to court and I say, I owe you $100. Did you lend me money? No. Did you sell me something? No. Did you do anything to me? No. The Rambam says, HaMachayev Atzmo B'mamon La'acher B'lo Tznai Klal. If I go to court and I'm Machayev myself to give you money without a Tznai, without anything, right, this is Mechira Yud Alef Tezvav. Af al pi shelo hayachayev lo klum, hari zachayev. Shedover zeh kemo matanahu ve'eino asmachta. And then the Rambam elaborates. I go to court and I say, I owe you money. Even if we both admit that I don't owe you money. Even though Edom say we never saw each other in the first place. We never have any connection. Af al pi shesnei modim ve'edom yodim shelo hayachayev lo klum, chayev v'gamar v'shibir atzmo. Why should that work? How can you be mishabed yourself? Why don't we say that? Asmachta. The Rambam adds, Kumo sheyishtabed ha'arev. It's just like an arev. V'kazeh horu rov ha'ga'onim. Right, and that's a big discussion what the source for that is. The Kso says that it's based on a Kenyan Odisa, right, a Kenyan of admitting. I can admit to you anything I want. But that is an important shita of the Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi always knows that we have to finish off with the Lo Agadata. So in the Mishnayos he did too. V'amar Rabbi Yishmael, and this also maybe hints to the fact that all three are one mesechta. This also hints to that. V'yamar Rabbi Yishmael, ha'rotze she'yachkim yaso p'dini mamonis. And by the way, it's also siyata d'shmaya that all of, right, assuming this is all one bit mesechta, this week's parsha is the source of all the halachas of this mesechta. Baba Bakama is all in mishpatim. Baba Metzia is all in mishpatim. And if you remember what we discussed on Daf Beis, Baba Basra is nowhere. Right, it's all svara. There's no psukim that's based on Baba Basra. It's all svara. Right, except Yerusha. But it's all Svara, both of Basra. It's about Dinim of Shechinim, and that's why it's third, the Rambam says. It's after the other Babas. But it's all this week's Parsha. Right, so we have a Siyam on it as we go into the Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, Harotze Sheyachim Yasok B'dinim Amanis. Somebody wants to become wise, so should be Osek B'dinim Amanis. She'ein lecha miksa b'Torah, there is no greater area of Torah, yoser mehen. V'hein k'mayan hanoveya, it's like an overflowing well, v'harot sesh yasek b'dinim amenis, yishamish hashim b'nanas. And by the way, if you want to really go to dinim amenis, you know, focus on b'nanas, who was just quoted here. He's the expert in dinim amenis. Okay, why dinim amenis? So I saw b'shem Rav Huttner, and I heard it myself from Mori Barabi Rav Rosenzweig, because if you look in areas, look at the other five Sedarim besides Nezikin, right? Zrayim, Moed, Kachim, Taris, all of those are uniquely Jewish concepts. So obviously, you know, you're going to be inspired and religiously uplifted there. It's not so hard. You learn Kachim and Taris, it's totally, you know, a category that doesn't exist elsewhere, even in Nashim. What's Nashim? You have Yavamis, you have Nazir, you have Ksubis, Gittin. I mean, this is all even get in Kiddushin a little bit, but it's you have marriage and divorce in the world, but still the way that it's done. But Mamonis, it's the closest that you have to another legal system. And there, if you focus on that and you see the differences and the higher standards that Judaism has. I just gave a shiur on Asmatha on gambling a couple days ago. Yeah, the guy said, oh, come on. You want to give the money. You want to... So what does that show you, hashgafically, the high standard that Judaism puts on other people's money? No. If he deep down, if halacha assumes he doesn't want to give it to you, then you can't take it. It's gezel midrabanan. That should inspire us. The standards, the hashavas aveda requirements. You have to go and take his animal into your rishus, right, this week's parsha, and keep it for 3 months, and feed it, and take care of it. That's harosa shiachim, yasa b'dinei mamonis. That's one of the Biri Chasidus, Dani, for you. Right, Biri Chasidus. Right, the last Biri Chasidus. So what does it mean, Yasub Dine Mamanis? Don't be Osek in business. Be Osek in Dine Mamanis. Everything in life, all of our business, we should look at as Dine Mamanis. We shouldn't look at it as money. We shouldn't look at it as business. Right? Call this from Likuti Maran. Yaso, call asakav amasanat shalo yiyu bidine mamanis. Apidini Torah. Right, and that's what Mamanis is. Okay, got to get a Ben Yehoyada in there. Says the Ben Yehoyada. What do you mean, the greatest miksoa in the Torah? If you switch around the letters of miksoa, he says two things. Either tsoakim, screaming at each other, or uksim, thorns. Because Dini Mamanis, a lot of fighting. A lot of fights in Dini Mamanis. He says tsoakim, shei makalam alayim, they don't accept the din. My son, there was a story, says the Ben Yehoyada, in my court, that somebody came in front of a judge, and the judge made him pay 100 dinarim. And he started screaming and screaming like a chicken on this chayiv, how can you do this to me? And the dayan says, if you would have asked me a shayla about chametz that was on your boat, shayla chabesina b'pesach, and you didn't sell it, and I tell you it's usser, and it's thousands of dinarim, and you got to throw it into the sea, you would have accepted the din. Why are you screaming now? Right? You wouldn't have screamed. So he says, of course I wouldn't have screamed. Why? Because Chachamit Shalcha Holech Le'ibud. V'lo Hirvicha So Mad. Right? He said, what's the difference? So he says, Chachamit Halach Le'ibud V'lo Hirvicha So Adam Mimeni Kadesh Eskanebo. There nobody won. There nobody got it. Gamo Lo Nitzchani Adamo. Nobody beat me. V'lakach Hayiti Mekabel Adin B'Shtika. Achiv Zeh Hirvicha Adam Shekenegdi Mimeni V'lo Od Ela Yispa'er Alai Ki Nitzchani. V'lachein kasha alai hadavar ve'etzak. That's why miktsoa tsoakim. Medina Mamanis many times. You scream at each other and they're thorns to each other. We mentioned this a number of times in the past. Also, the Rashi, the Diak and the Rashi of in Pasha Shoftim, where the Gemara says that ish acher yikachena, ish acher, by the case of Meshuach Melchama, who could go back if you planted a vineyard, if you got married. It doesn't just say because you won't get to live in it. You won't get to live in it, and ish acher is going to live in it. And ish acher will marry her, or will enjoy the fruits of the vineyard. So whether we ask the Bali Musar say, what do you mean ish acher? You won't be able to live in it. No, but the point is, because if somebody else gets it, it hurts much more. It hurts much more if somebody else gets it. If I don't get to get the fruits, okay, fine. If somebody else gets it instead of me, oh, that's painful. Rashi says there, davar shel agmas nefesh huzeh. What does that mean? Because that's agmas nefesh. If somebody else gets it, that's so okay. Put that. You got to add. Whenever I mention that, you got to add this Ben Yoyada. That's why Dina Mamanis is called a miksoa. A miksoa because soakim. You scream at each other because it's much more painful if somebody else wins than rather if just I lose. Okay, we can spend about a month on the next amud, but we'll spend about 5 minutes. Amar Ula says the Gemara, famous machlokas. So hopefully we'll get back to this at another time. Famous machlokas. We discussed this back in Kiddushin and elsewhere. Ula says, Dvar Torah, Mida Oraisa, Echan Malva Bishtar, Echan Bilva Peh, Govim Minachazim Mishibadim. Mida Oraisa, a lender could collect from any property of the borrower, even by a Milva Alpeh. Right? Mida Oraisa. Maitaima, Shibuda da Oraisa, because the concept of Shibudim, that your property becomes connected and even acquired to me. That's the language of the Ritvan Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. Shibudim is a kinyan lachatsa'in. That's the lashon. It's an important lashon. So that concept is a din to oraisa. So all the property of the loveh is meshubit to the malveh, even by a milveh alpeh. What's the source for that? The Rashbam here quotes a pasuk. The Meiri quotes a pasuk. Rabbi Gershom quotes a concept. Can look at it. The Ela Matam Amru Milva Peinu Goyim Ela Ben Chasam Ben Chorin. So why do we say Midirabanan that you cannot collect? Mishum Sidi Delakuchos, because the buyers don't know about it unless there's a shtar, and therefore we have Rachmanis on them. So we don't make them give up the property that they bought by a milva alpeh. Ihachi milva bishtar nami. So hasim inu da'afsidan nafshayim. By milva bishtar, they did their own problem. Why? Because they heard the call, right? The documents are all recorded, maybe in the city court. Therefore, they should have checked the documents. That's Ula. Rabba says the opposite. Mida raisa, you can only collect from what the lova has. Not from anything else. Not from any mishubadim. My time is shibuda lav daraisa. Because shibuda is not daraisa. Mi daraisa, you can only collect from the lova himself. From the lova himself, whatever he has, whatever he guaranteed. What do they do with the psukim? See, look at the Rishonim. Umatam amru milo bishtar gova minachasim mishubadim. Kadesh lo tino delis bifnei lovin. You don't want people to not lend. You know, they know people sell property. So therefore, you give it to them at least by a shtar. So hasam less like kala, therefore you don't want the buyers to lose out. Well, that's a major machlokas rishonim. What about metaltolin? If you say shibuda de araisa, does that include the metaltolin of the lova? It's the kark of the lova. What about the metaltolin? The Rashba writes in a tshuva, in schelag dal and simin kuf nun beis, even metaltolin, mi de araisa. Even metaltolin. Others, Rashi in Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Zayin, discussed it back last summer. Rashi says no, because people aren't so mechdas on metaltolin. It's even midoraisa. It's not meshubit. It's a very important machlokas we've shown him whether metaltolin are included on the daraisa level or not. Tosas right here is a middle opinion. Tosas in Dvar Torah says if the lova still has it, it's the metaltolin. Once he sells it, it's only the karka. That's the pshara of Tosas. Continuing, does Rabba really say that shibud is lav d'oraisa? Amar Rabba, we had earlier in the Masechta, gavu karka. If brothers collect karka after a father dies, yeshlo a bechor gets pishnayim in that karka. Gavu mo sein lo. But if he collects money, they do not have it because that's considered ra'ui. So you see, if they collect karka, yeshlo. Doesn't that prove shibud d'oraisa? Right, or else because it was already connected, that's why you should get a double portion. But if you want to say, okay, switch, like the Gemara sometimes does, via doesn't work, because Vamar Ula, Ula also says, Dvarto, Rabalchov Dina Beziburis, a Balchov Mida Oraisa gets, right, Ziburis type of land. We know there are three stages, right, a Nizik gets Idis, and a Balchov gets Betanis, and a that's only Durabanan. Ksubas Isha gets Ziburis, but Balchov also be Daraisa gets Ziburis. Ula has a Didurabanan that he gets Beinunis. But you see there also, Shibuda Daraisa. They both hold Shibuda Daraisa. So, Rabba Taima, Dibnei Marava Kaamar Valelo Sphirile. Rabba is just explaining over there by the Bukhar. He's not saying his own Cheetah. He's explaining the Bnei Marava, but he's not saying his own Cheetah. Rabba Shmuel Darichavayal Milva Alpe Inagove Lomina Yashav Lomina Lakuchos. Rabbi will say, a milva alpeh you cannot collect from Yarshim or Lakuchos. My taima, shibuda lav daraisa. And therefore you cannot collect from either of them. Rabbi Yochan of Ripshim, milakish dami travayu milva alpeh govimina beimina yarshim beimina lakuchos. Milva alpeh you can collect. My taima, shibuda daraisa. Again, there's a lot here by shibudim, but we will stop here. And again, all one mesechta, it looks like. So we should remember Hajjad alach on all of the babis. And then you think the story is finished about whether it's one Masechta or not. Coming up is Masechta Sanhedrin. Is Sanhedrin and Makkos one Masechta? Right? If you know, we mentioned that what's the order of the Masechtas throughout every Seder is usually longest to shortest. That's the way it is. Right? Kalim is the first, right? 30 Prakim. So, right, do you say is that as longest to shortest, if it's separate Masechtas, then we messed up here. Because each of the Babas are 10, Sanhedrin is 11. That's another Raya. But is Sanhedrin 11 or is Sanhedrin 14? Right? So either way, that's why 30 of the Bubbas is going to be longer. So Hashem, we'll pick up with that on Monday, Sanhedrin Daf Beis. Sunday, what did I say? Monday? Sunday, Beis Hashem. Sunday, Sanhedrin Daf Beis. A good Chodesh and a good Shkolem to all.